You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. It's a Football Friday with the Michael K. Show. Presented by Nissan and Bet365.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
What if your show is number one?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
ENN tonight is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Hi, my name is. And I have a button.
And good evening to Don.
Oh, stop it. Peter, discipline him. Straighten him out.
And good evening to Don.
I've got damaged goods.
And to Don.
Come on, Rodney, wake up!
To the whole show. Let me hear yours, Don.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yes, we
heard it. Yeah, you can hear it.
Loud and
clear. Definitely heard
it. Come on, Rodney, wake up!
And to myself and Don. To prove the point, Don, I'd like you to ask for it loudly while holding down your cough button.
Get me a new cough button!
You can hear it!
God, I'm just really... If you don't
you
laugh, you'll
hurt.
Cry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I know the way you feel.
I'd like to say good evening to myself and Natalie on my Instagram story earlier.
Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
You two really have fun together, don't you?
Yeah, look at that.
And good evening to Spike Lee, who called earlier.
We Pisces guys got to stick together, my brother.
Aquarius.
Yep.
You're
I'm Aquarius,
what?
Too.
I'm Aquarius.
Yeah.
I just love that he called specifically to say that and was off by like 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to make a horoscope movie or anything like that.
That's
Yeah, Pisces is late February.
Michael, you're a big Aquarius guy.
So he obviously did the wrong thing.
You know what it was reminiscent of? Can you please?
Wow. Can somebody give me some traction on that?
Go ahead, try it again.
So he obviously did the wrong thing. Oh.
I get it. I get it. And I just wish you hadn't done it.
That
was good. Oh, my God. Oh, my dear God.
Don, are you now just getting how bad it was?
Yeah.
It was like flatulence. It came in waves. That's how bad it was. And then you went, oh, my God. It's really hitting us over here now.
Yeah, first you heard it.
And then you smelled it.
I thought it was SBD there. I didn't think you guys heard it.
You know what that reminded me of? The Spike call. Can you pull up the Harry, Tom, if you could find the Harry boxing clip. It's Spike's call for Michael being an Aquarius is almost like the time Don asked Harry if he liked boxing.
You're a big boxing guy, right?
I hate boxing.
I miss Harry.
Gosh darn it, I miss Harry. Man, is he really gone?
Maybe just stop listening.
You know what? I'm going to choose to hope that that's what happened, even though I know it's not. Oh, he was a good man. All right, you know what? Speaking of emotions, we have a few emotional things to do here right off the top of ENN. I would like to say a few words. If you have the apology music, please. No, not that music. The apology.
such a tightly produced segment.
The apology music, please. Apology music. Thank you. Earlier, I was sabotaged by Michael, who he took a call knowing specifically it would get me riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to say that it worked. And in my anger, by feeling disrespected by a caller, I took it out on the great Rick DiPietro, who I consider a great talent and more than anything a friend. And I said he couldn't hold my jock strap. That's, it's not right. It's not true. And it was inappropriate. I want to deeply apologize to Rick, his family, his beautiful wife Cassie, his children, this radio station, Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, the governor of New Jersey, who I also like.
Phil Murphy.
Phil Murphy. Yep, great guy. And that's it. And now, on Michael Kay's 63rd birthday, we want to say happy birthday the only way we know how here on The Kay Show, and that is by playing you some of Michael's great moments.
I'm the narc. Yeah, she's got to stop smoking pot if she does, in fact, do that. Nah. Had a little something, something, a little toke of the old bubonge.
Real Michael K equals gas bag.
I'm flaming right now. Man, I swear. And oh, I use no. words as tools, but as weapons. All the English language is my playground.
He could go choke on it.
Which is kind of scared.
Take a walk.
Ma, can I use your iPad? I want to troll Michael K.
Real Michael K equals gas bag.
I am not an animal. I'm rooting for me.
You dig?
It was skunk pot.
Was that a blunt?
Was this guy a window breather? If you're going to rock with us, then rock with us. Then you play yourself.
I like cubes.
I have a big dictionary. You're a college man. You're a man of college. See?
Hoo-hoo-wee! Wee!
Okay, thank you.
That was very good. Very well done.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you so much.
You really, when you hear back all the great things you've said on the air over the years, do you realize how great you are as a broadcaster?
No, I wonder how I kept this job for 22 years.
Well, I think I speak for everybody when I say, may you live as long as you want.
Oh.
But never want as long as you live.
Thank you, Don.
Yes. And I'd also like to say, in the words of Billy Joel, Vienna.
Right. Honestly. It's such
you
a
know what? I know. I know. I would like to say something else. In the words of Billy Joel, they say that these are not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. Am I right?
Have you heard the new song yet?
No. I would love to get
Anthony,
a snippet.
Anthony, can you get a little clip of it in?
Play a snippet.
As Michael
it's
would say,
so good.
As Michael would say, can you bring a clip? We'd like to hear a clip.
A clip. No clip?
Cool. All right.
We'll work on that. Clip. In the meantime, let's hear the moment. This was, you talk about the Mount Rushmore of the station, and the name Alan Hahn has to come up. And certainly we know that in terms of looks, he's number one with a bullet.
Well, I mean, again, Rick DiPietro's right there.
Fine. They battle. But he has him on height, for sure. Here is Alan's wonderful moment that he let breathe on MSG and live in the Garden last night after Jalen Brunson's 40-point performance and a huge comeback Knick win over the Pacers. Here's Hahn and Brunson.
That looked like a prize fight. How did that feel?
That was fun.
The night started with you being named to your first All-Star game. Just talk about the journey you've been on and how it has reached this point now where you're on the Garden floor hearing MVP chants and you're going to the All-Star game.
I mean, I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
What a great moment.
Really was. I mean, it's been building over the course of the season. These wins just keep coming. Every night when you expect, all right, here's the night they drop one. No. Even when it looks like they're going to lose, they don't. Brunson continues to improve and continues to be great, even when he's down. If he's down Randall, if he's down OG, whoever's out, Brunson continues to perform. And then, Michael, to get the All-Star nod, followed by the 40-point performance and sort of that organic moment, I really do think the level of appreciation that this team and this player are going to get is going to go up from here.
You know, we talked about this off the air. We talked about it at the beginning of the show a little bit as well. You know, there are so many Yankee fans, but there's so many Met fans. There's so many Giant fans, but there's so many Jet fans. So you're splitting. And with all due respect to the Nets, they don't have a good portion of the city. Most of New York loves the Knicks. They've been waiting through all the years of trash basketball for a team like this. There's no glittering superstar, although Jalen Brunson is certainly ascending to that role. They love this team because of the workmanlike attitude, the grit, they have fallen in love with this team. You could, I mean, to hang around just to see the post-game interview, it tells you something where this team is now in the pantheon of New York sports.
It's remarkable. I mean, Don, were you surprised last night? Did this
Yes.
Was this the one that actually took you to like, wow, I did not see this one coming?
Yeah, because the Pacers are a good team. Halliburton's back, although he's on a minutes limit. And you figure, you know, eight straight, it's got to come to an end at some point, kind of makes sense for it to be now. And they just continue to find ways to win because they're unfazed. And they still feel like they got enough of a chip on their shoulder. That's why when we talk about all the recognition they're not getting nationally, and Brunson not getting the start in the All-Star game, and all that disrespect, I think it fuels them. So maybe you don't want to have that moment, right? Maybe you want to go the rest of the year with people not believing, because they'll just continue to prove everybody wrong. But I have a feeling when we come on the air on Monday, if the Knicks beat the Lakers and make it 10 straight on national television against LeBron James and the Lakers, you're going to start to see things start to shift nationally with this team. Because people are going to be paying attention on Saturday. What else is going on, right? I mean, it's Saturday night. Super Bowl still a week away. There'll be no other NBA the people are going to be focused on with 8:30 on a Saturday night. I think that's when people are going to start to really recognize this team.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You know, speaking of Saturday night, Peter, something we spoke about yesterday. So Jody is taking me out for my birthday tomorrow night. And she wants to, wanted to take me to a restaurant called Four Charles. Can't get in. Too big. It's too big a place. It's too hot in the streets. It's too hot. It's too hot.
Did you hear back from anyone?
No. I can't even get any traction. It's sad.
Let me check here.
So I think we're going to go to Applebee's right after the show.
Yeah, don't knock an Applebee's.
I love
it's
Applebee's.
Pretty solid.
I love it, but it's
we
not
had it last
Charles.
Night. So you is know? It F-O-U-R or F-O-R?
The number four, Charles.
Okay, Four Charles.
Like the address, yes. Four Charles.
And where is this?
It's on Charles Street.
And Michael K. can't get in, or you just don't want to play that card?
No, I don't play that card.
Yeah, sure he doesn't. Hey, Don.
I don't.
Well,
I know
he's not known to do that, Peter. Come on.
Well, he's a fool. Hey, Don. Happy
yes.
birthday. You said you went to Applebee's?
I got it to go.
All right. So I am curious. Family of four, just the four of you?
Yes.
How much was an Applebee's bill for two adults and two children to go?
Can I guess, Don?
Go ahead.
$73.48.
I'm going over on that. I'm going to call it 90.
No, Michael was close to 78.
Okay.
We didn't get any desserts.
So that's like two entrees and two kids' meals?
Yeah.
Did you get any samplers, like mozzie sticks?
We got the nachos.
Okay.
And Nancy
how about
got a
like
fancy,
the buffalo wings?
No.
Wait. Nancy got a fancy what from Applebee's?
Like a fancy drink, like the Shirley Temple.
Oh,
they have a Shirley Temple. She really likes Shirley Temples.
But that's not a drink. It's not a liquor drink.
No.
I didn't say it was. I said fancy, like it's a Shirley Temple.
She just gets Charlie gets that too.
Right. She just likes a Shirley Temple. I used to back in the day, but I don't drink soda anymore.
Do you realize where we are as a nation?
Where are we, Peter?
When a to-go meal for two adults and two children from Applebee's is $80. It's not good. It's not good.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. But I don't appreciate that sentiment either.
Well, I'm just saying, what do you plan on doing?
I don't know. But the idea, Applebee's exists so people who don't have a ton of money can go out to a dinner where they can take their family and feel like they're going to do something nice and have a night out without spending a ton of money.
All right, if Don took the two kids to Del Frisco's it would be about $280 for those four. So Applebee's is serving its purpose.
Okay.
Yeah, because I honestly,
you know what?
I didn't look at the bill as any different than any other place I would have gotten a to-go order for four people. It is what it is. But it was convenient. You know, Marco's still, you know, he went back to school today, but he wasn't 100% last night, so we weren't going to take him out, and I was in the mood for Applebee's Gwen. It was convenient. Ordered online.
Now, do you have to get out of your car to get that to go? Do you have to, like, go to the stand to get it?
No, I waited in the car. Matter of fact, when I pulled up, they came right out.
Do they know who you are?
No.
Oh.
But I think they look, they see a car pull up. I was probably the only person that had a to-go order. Very convenient. I like that's the one thing with COVID that wasn't something we would normally do. But, you know, now it's a pretty convenient thing to go and do.
Well, it's a great thing for me because I don't like to interact with any human being. So that's the best way to do it. I interact for 3.5 hours on the show.
That's it. You're done. I'm just saying, Don, imagine if you've gotten that meal at the restaurant with tip and everything. Now you're in it for over $90, close to $100.
Right,
and
so
your children aren't grown yet.
Let me blow your mind then. So when Jody was away, I took the kids to Wendy's. We did the drive-thru.
Oh, don't even get me started. Just the three of you?
Just, I didn't eat.
Oh, just the two of them?
Each of them had a 10-piece nugget, medium fries, each of them, and the Frosty.
And a Frosty?
Yeah. What do you think?
That should certainly be under $20.
$28.70.
That's crazy. $28 for two kids to have nuggets, fries, and a Frosty.
So think about it.
Move it.
So if they had gotten for the whole family, the four people at Wendy's, that would have probably exceeded $60.
Yeah.
So if you go to Wendy's for dinner and it's $60, then Applebee's for $78 doesn't seem that outrageous.
Well, I got to tell you, Ebro just reached out with a very nice offer to get you into a very high-end, hard-to-get table tomorrow night for dinner. Not what you were looking for, but he sent another option.
Okay, what is it? Can you tell me?
Well, I don't know if I should say it on the air or not.
All right, tell me later.
But I'll shoot it over to you.
What a guy that is.
Ebro's.
The fact that he's listening, I'm honored.
Well,
because he doesn't seem like a person
that wastes his time
with anything but quality radio.
You know what I was struck by at your wedding, Peter?
If it's about how good-looking Ebro was, I don't need to hear it again.
A good-looking guy and a strapping good-looking guy. Like a big man.
Now, I always sense you had some... This is what makes me know who Michael really is as a person, Don. I mean, I always sense he had enough respect for Ebro in the tangential way that he knows about him. But the respect level really went up when he saw how good looking he was. That's really how you judge someone.
Okay, now on the reverse end.
All right, I'm told I can say, Michael, it would be a table at Carbone tomorrow night.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Is that in the village?
He said Hudson Yards. That's on the way though to where you're going.
Wow.
So worth considering. I'll put you guys in contact.
That is definitely worth considering. Now, how do you value my opinion when I say that I was very impressed with Ebro? It was a pleasure meeting him. I never thought once about how handsome he was.
I'd say that you're a normal person.
Okay. See, but it wasn't just his looks, Peter. It was his size. He's a big guy.
But so are you. I mean, are you that impressed by another big guy?
Yeah.
Is that a thing big guys do? You guys admire each other's size?
Well, not so much. We look down on smaller people. So.
All right. Well, speaking of large, impressive men, we lost one today who was larger than life.
What a segue.
Thank you. The great, great Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Apollo Creed, a.k.a. Chubbs Peterson in Happy Gilmore. You may have seen him in Predator. Just a phenomenal actor. Everything he popped up in, he made you smile. And, of course, we will never forget this iconic scene with Sylvester Stallone and the late, great Carl Weathers.
You don't want to believe this, but that ain't us up there no more, Pa. We can't do that the way we did it before. We're changing. We're like turning into regular people.
Nah, Stallion. Maybe you think you're changing. But you can't change what you really are. And you can forget all this money and stuff you got all around you, man, because it don't change a thing. You and me, we don't even have a choice. See, we're born with a killer instinct that you can't just turn off and on like some radio. We have to be right in the middle of the action because we're the warriors. And without some challenge, without some damn war to fight, then the warrior may as well be dead, Stallion.
Mm. He's going to be missed.
Yeah.
He really was special, man. Carl Weathers, rest in peace. He was 76 years old. Now, to cheer things up before we close out, I don't know if you've heard this yet, Don. Big NHL All-Star Weekend going down in Toronto this weekend, eh?
That's right.
Do I not have time to play a little piece of Michael Bublé?
Not really.
I can't.
He was high on shrooms last night, Michael. Your guy.
Yeah, your guy, Michael.
That was our wedding song, right?
Yes.
And then the guy who married us at the wedding was Rudy Giuliani. The whole thing is aged perfectly. It really has.
It turns out Bublé was popping shrooms and Giuliani was God knows what. That'll do it for ENN on this wonderful, wonderful Friday evening. Brought to you by our friends over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and you know what to do.
Come get some.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Please take us home, Daniel Craig. See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.